Yo, what's the vibes, yo? Welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. Yes, this episode is everywhere, and it's called Do You 420. Why? Because there's so many people who just be thinking the worst when it comes to 420, you know, when people say that they're stoners, when people say that they're potheads, it's, to a lot of people, it comes up as kind of like a bad image, you feel me? And to be honest, it shouldn't, you feel me? Because it's something that's supposed to make you smile, you know, something that's supposed to make you feel not so alone. And I feel like sometimes we forget that part. You know, we forget the part where it's like, it's the medicine portion. You know, we always trying to reap the benefits of getting high that we forget that it heals us. You know, like we forget that we had pains before we started smoking it. And now these pains barely exist because we've been able to work them out. You know, because we've been impaired, as some people say, you know, being impaired to some people means under the influence and unable to function. And I feel like majority of us who smoke function, you know, we have to smoke and find places to smoke. We have to, you know, we have to live a life in fear almost just to enjoy something that was grown from the earth. Mm-hmm. You ever said on that note, let me light this blunt up. Mm-hmm. Right? So, life. It's like we're running from everything. Even sometimes we run from each other as stoners, you know. It's like we are afraid to have different conversations because some people might not be as relative to the moment as we are, right? Like there are people who smoke and they just have to just like bullshit all day. Like they can't come up with any good ideas. They can't really fabricate a real fictional, non-fictional dream. You know what I'm saying? For people to visualize as a real thing. You know, they can only get cartoon stitches out of it, you know? Right? It's kind of like some people get drunk, they get emotional. Some people get drunk and they just get, they feel like they have to be the slickest person in the room who is the drunkest. You know, it's kind of how it is when you smoke too. You know, sometimes you feel like you got that smart high, and sometimes you feel like you might be dumb as shit, but in all actuality, it's just you. You know what I'm saying? It's just some parts of us who we can't be all the time. Right, we can't be silly us all the time. So what do? We indulge in some things that may make us feel silly. Right? We can't be emotional all the time. So what do? We get emotional and do some things that make us feel more emotional. Right? So like when we 420, we gotta do things that cooperate us to 420. You know what I'm saying? We gotta remember the culture that comes with the weed, right? We got to remember that the smoke is not just there to say, oh, someone's getting high. No, it's there to say someone's in the moment. Someone's living life to the fullest extent, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it may feel like that, like everything is just like falling apart. Every time you smoke, you feel like it's just complete chaos. Maybe in those moments, you don't need to smoke. In those moments, you need to attack and let your mind work it. And then go smoke to relax, to remember what you just learned from your experience. Some of us don't let the weed teach us the things that we already know and feel, right? Like, we may be emotional creatures, right? But until you smoke a blunt or until somebody gives you some free weed, you don't feel the need to get emotional. You know, like until someone lends you a hand in a way you didn't expect it, you don't feel emotional. You feel like you asked for it. You deserved it. It's no reason to say a heavy thank you. They just get thanks. Appreciate you. Thank you. Appreciate that. They don't get it. Yo, you looked out. Yo, I appreciate everything that just happened. Like, I appreciate you for the moment that we just had. Like, we're never going to get like that. You know what I'm saying? We forget to embrace those moments. You know what I'm saying? We forget to embrace those moments where someone was like, if you was like, yo, you know somewhere I can get some weed? And they was like, I can make you something to smoke. And they're like, all right, like I'll pay you for it. No, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? This is the shit that comes back around full circle. You feel me? Some people just be like, they think that because they give someone something, that they're going to receive that back at the same token from the same person or from somebody else that's the same amount. No. Sometimes it may come back in a different form, right, of pleasure, right? So you gave somebody some weed, right? Now, all of a sudden, somebody's giving you assurance that a move that you made previously is a right move. You know what I mean? And you still worried about that little dime. Man, I gave them a dime, man. And they ain't even look out for me. Like, they could have just, you know, sparked me up, this, that, and the third, blase, blase. Whole time, they out here just mentioning your name in good aspect. Yo, man, if you ever see such and such, yo, look out for them. You feel me? Because they looked out for me. Blase, blase. But we don't see that portion of it. You feel me? We always expect to feel it like the blunt. We always expect to feel the high the moment we take the puff. And in reality, that's not really what it is. The high isn't the moment we take the puff. It's not the moment we inhale. It's not the moment that it digests in our system. No. It's the moment where we realize, right, that we are the influence. Right? They say be above the influence. We are the influence. You know what I'm saying? Remember them commercials back in the day? And the chick used to be like in the couch and shit, just all deflated, right? And they used to be like, live above the influence. We are the influence. We are the real influencers. You feel me? We are the real influencers, right? And because we are, we have to give people the knowledge that we learn, right? We have to give people the knowledge that we learn, right? Just like everybody who drinks, they are influencers for alcohol. Everybody who wears your merch, they are influencers for your clothing line. Everybody who mentions, you know, the things you do, the things that you have done, they are influencers for you. We are always influencing something to happen next. Right? Always. No matter if we think so or not. The way we yell and scream, the way we dissect problems and try to come up with correct answers, we influence people to follow that direction. You know, when we do a task and we complete that task above all other expectations, you know, a whole bunch of shit has fallen down and yet you're still able to put shit up correctly. You're influencing people to do the same thing. You're influencing people to go fight through the storm to get to clear and sunny days. That's it. That's what we do as human beings. We just influence people to do the same exact thing that we feel was right for us, or the same exact thing that we feel would be right. You know, like, there are people who take advantage of situations like that, right? Where they feel like, okay, I have an influence on people. I can show people what to do. I can tell people what to do. I can control them, and they will do as I command them. And in all actuality, that's not the fact. In all actuality, some people just saw you having fun doing some dumb shit, and they was like, oh, I could probably have fun doing some dumb shit too. So now they doing dumb shit. You feel me? Now they doing dumb shit. But if we do smart shit, if we continuously look after ourselves, right? We continue to look after ourselves as if we are someone else. We would be more conscious of the decisions we make, right? So when you call somebody, when you see somebody smoking, don't just be like, oh, no, that's just some lazy motherfucker who always want to get high. Because that might not be the case. The motherfuckers might get up every day they supposed to go to work. The motherfuckers might go to sleep every day because they feel like they need to. They might go out here and struggle every day. You feel me? Every day, people fight against people who just have opinions on them based off of something that they saw them do, or the person who they feel they are, or the clothes that they see them wear. And we gotta just stop giving a fuck so much. You feel me? Like, sometimes we gotta stop giving a fuck so much. Like, we worry so much about how we look to others that we forget to feed our own personalities. You want me to say that again? I said, we worry about how we look so much to others that we forget to work on our own personalities. Right? And what I mean by that is, right, is sometimes we could spend days, hours in the hair salon, the nail salon. We can spend days, hours at this store shopping for these clothes, at this store shopping for these shoes, these sneakers, whatever. You know what I mean? And it still doesn't fix the fact that we are shitty people. You know, it doesn't fix the fact that we are still shitty people. No matter how good we may feel like we look, no matter how good we may feel, sometimes we can't forget about the moments where we were shitty people. Mm-hmm. The moments where we had it to give and we chose not to because we felt like that person was taking advantage of us. Well, in life, people do take advantage. You know what I mean? That's why we should never offer, you know, because the moment you offer, people wouldn't deny it. They wouldn't deny the help. If you offer, only offer because you have it to give, not because you feel like someone could possibly return it back. No, do that shit because you feel like it. Yeah, man, do that shit because you fucking feel like it. Do that shit to the full extent, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, life, it's different parts of it that we can't explain because we don't live every part of life, right? And there's some of us who can see different parts of life, but we can't tell you how to feel when you experience it because we've never been through it. So, like, for you to tell me how I should feel when somebody say, yo, you should quit smoking, you'll be better off, you already wrong. Because if you haven't quit smoking, if you haven't saw me not smoke, how would you know how I am when I'm not smoking? You know? You know what I'm saying? But it's not for us to give a fuck about that opinion that was just thrown at us. You feel me? It's about us to reassure them that no matter what, we are still going to be us. No matter how much we smoke, no matter how much how much we laugh, no matter how much we joke around, no matter how tired we are after we get high, we still gonna be the same motherfuckers we was before we got high. Right? Just a little bit more to ourselves. Because I do feel like sometimes weed is like alcohol in a bit. It does give you confidence. It gives you confidence to do things that, you know, make you feel one. Right? They make you feel one. It's like you ain't have the confidence to fucking roll that blunt up. You feel me? You ain't had the confidence to roll that blunt up. You ain't had the confidence to sit here just chilling. But now you got a blunt to roll. So now you got the confidence to sit here and roll up. Wow. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Before, you ain't even want to sit down at the bus stop. You know what I'm saying? You ain't want nobody sit next to you on a bus. Now you rolling up on a bus. Somebody sitting next to you hoping that they buy some weed off you. Hoping that they want to buy a blunt off you or some shit. You feel me? Like, it be moments where we got to remember that just because the weed is active in someone's life doesn't mean that they're not active in their own life. You feel me? Because we be the peace, y'all. We be the motherfucking peace. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep treating it. We can't keep treating people who use it like they all fucking criminals or like they all fucking lazy, bad people. Right? Because eventually, that's what the fuck people will assume. And whenever they try it, that's what they'll want to do. So I try to push people being functional stoners. You feel me? Functional stoners. Why? Because we have to function in everyday society. Every day. This right here helps you do it. This and some water. Mm-hmm. Plethora of water. Because you stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Right? This shit keeps me going. You know what I mean? That water, it keep me going. That weed, it keep me flowing. You know what I mean? Why? Because I feel like one, right, even when I'm outside, right, say if I light up a blunt, it might stop people from fraternizing with me. Right? Sometimes when you smoke it, it'll stop people from completely talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But when you smoking sometimes, we don't be wanting to be quiet. Like, nobody. If you smoke and you just, the whole time, you a scary ass motherfucker. Scary as shit. I go, friend, you just quiet as shit the whole time you smoke. That's some scary ass shit. Like, you don't got no funny thoughts. You don't got no wild interactions with your brain right now. Like, don't nothing seem funny to you? You don't got no sense of humor at all. Like, nah. This shit ain't for you. This shit ain't for you. This shit ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need all that. I need all the laughs, the hee-hee-ha's I can get. I got this shit here. I need it all. You feel me? Like, because at the end of the day, like, when we smoke and we choose to get into sessions and we choose to match people and people call us to match up with us, like, that shit is a privilege. It's an honor. It's an honor for people to want your high vibes around them. It's an honor for them to be in your presence of highness. Okay? Your highness. You feel me? That's just how the cookie crumbles, you know? Now, there's some people where we cannot session with them all the time. We can't. Because they are not our kind of sessioners. Okay? Yes, I believe I'm making up words. right now, but it's making sense. They are not our kind of sessioners, okay? All right. Like, there's some people where, like, we can't talk about certain shit in a session because, like, then it'll just get awkward. And, like, you never want that awkward moment during a session. You feel me? Like, especially if y'all still got to pass that shit back and forth. Like, you never want that shit. Like, you always want it to be like a, we look at each other and laugh and on some random quiet type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we both scrolling on our phone and we look at each other like, yo, this shit crazy. Like, what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just want some hot shit. Sometimes it get like that. Yeah, man, sometimes it get like that. Sometimes that be the vibe you gotta have, you feel me? Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, in public I done had, like, high moments with random motherfuckers who probably was high too. You feel me? Like, I didn't even smoke with these motherfuckers, but we had a moment. You know what I'm saying? We had a moment. Like, one of them joints where it's like, I'm just sitting there vibing, I'm high as shit. I look over, I'm just like, I look around, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody else that's high, they looking just like you looking, you like. Type shit, like, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Y'all just acknowledge each other. You high? I'm high. All right. I'm not alone. You feel me? Like, I'm not alone. Like, sometimes that's what the fuck we be needing. Like, sometimes we just be needing that not feel alone in public high shit. Like, that be keeping us settled and calm sometimes. You feel me? Like, it keep us at bay. Like, it keep us feng shui. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the point where it's like, all right, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if some funny shit happen, I'm not alone. You feel me? Like, it's been times, right, where, like, I'm about to get high with motherfuckers, and I roll up a blunt, and I'm just like, no, I don't think I want to get high with these motherfuckers. Like, I don't think I want to get high with these motherfuckers. Like, right? So, for me, my thing is, right, what I'll do is, that one I already rolled up for the session, scrap that. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought it was going to be a nice session. Boom, boom, boom. No, fuck that. We're going to roll up another joint. You know what I'm saying? We're going to roll up another joint. We're going to roll that joint up shorter or skimpier. You feel me? And this session going to be short. If the session get to a point where it's good, I'll light up the other one. But if it never get to that point, that other blunt shall stay in my pocket until I return back to my humble abode to smoke alone. Best believe. Right? Because, like, I'm a tight motherfucker where it's like, yo, look. I roll one to smoke with somebody, right? Wham. Now that's somebody, I got somebody. I'm like, nah, we gonna have to smoke this differently. We gotta smoke it differently because by the time this blunt get back to me, it ain't gonna be no blunt. Like, these motherfuckers about to take 6 hits a piece, about to be high as shit, and I'm about to be able to deuce this motherfucker off the first 2 hits I take. So, like, I gotta set the tone, right? I try to set the tone. One, two, is lit. 3, that's it, right? You know what I'm saying? Every time I do that, yo, no lie, this shit come back to me like a fucking clip. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, yo, I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm not rolling up to smoke in a session no more. Like, if other motherfuckers ain't got shit rolled, then, you know what I'm saying? We gonna be out here smoking a clip. We gonna get 2 hits off this bitch a piece. That's it. But we ain't gonna be smoking no whole blunt. No, that shit over. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it be some motherfuckers that's like, you know for a fact that them niggas gonna smoke later. And they got it on them right then and there. And they did not roll that shit for the session. And that's fucked up. know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Like, don't get me wrong, we all got our picks, but we never know when a session gonna come. You feel me? We never know when a session gonna come. Like, to this day, like, I be going certain places and shit, and I, like, I'm just about to smoke, and I, like, put the blunt up all of a sudden. It's like, somebody like, yo, you trying to smoke? Yeah, you fucking right, I'm trying to smoke. What's up? They like, huh, you gonna hit this? Nah, hold up, let me light my blunt. We can pass it back and forth later. You feel me? Pass it back and forth in a minute. Give me a second, let me light my shit up too. Fucking tomorrow, you mean? I like doing that. You feel me? That shit is fun. It's like, you gotta know how to session. You feel me? You gotta know what way to session. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know which way to session when you meet certain people. You feel me? Because, like, everybody not the same session type people. You feel me? There's some people that will be like, yo, you trying to match up? And they'll put their blunt out halfway through. And, you know what I'm saying? Expect to still be smoking your blunt the whole way. Like, hold up, y'all. I thought we was going back and forth with this shit. What happened? Nah, it's only my blunt here. Hold up. Let me put my shit out, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me put my shit out, too. Like, but you don't never want to be that petty smoker. You feel me? You don't want to be that petty smoker. You just want it to be to the point where it's like that you just not going to smoke with them no more. You know what I'm saying? They're just not going to be in your session no more. And they got to get like that sometimes. You feel me? Sometimes we got to remember that shit. Like, it should be catching us. It be catching us how it catches. You know what I'm saying? But remember, y'all. Subscribe to the YouTube. You hear? Subscribe. Share this. You feel me? Share this. Share it everywhere. You feel me? Because the Hibachi 420 podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about vlogging. I ain't even going front. I've been thinking about vlogging. Like, just doing video logs and shit. But it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? It would be hard for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like half of my life is explicit. Like too explicit. Like, it's just a bunch of fuck this and fuck that. It's like, you know what I mean? But like, it's chill shit. But it's like, fuck this and fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We gonna see. But stay tuned, y'all. You feel me? Cause you already know. Small smoke to come. You feel me? Stay high, y'all.